Welcome in, everyone, to the Kia Sports Podcast Game of the Week. Tonight, we are in Westlake for some girls playoff basketball as the Lady Demons host the Lady Mustangs from Strongsville. I am Vince McKee. Alongside me tonight, the best color man in the business. My wife calls him Ruben, but his name, Ruben Rodriguez. Welcome in, Ruben.
I'm very happy to be here, Vince. It's playoff time. Northeast Ohio ladies tournament getting full force here. We've got a Strongsville team coming off a win Saturday over Elyria, 58-46, to make it to this round in the sectionals here at Westlake. The winner of this game, Vince, goes on to play at Elyria Catholic in the next regional semifinal round. Looking forward to this one. This looks like a very, very good game tonight.
Absolutely. Last week we saw these Lady Demons look impressive on the road on senior night. They ruined senior night for Berea Mid Park. It was Abby Matalovich having a big night, as well as Carrington and Adams. You'd have to expect those three to do it again tonight. But Ruben, a Strongsville team coming in with momentum. Tell us about it, bud.
Yeah, Gina, little Strongsville coming in here led by Reagan Bass, who poured in 31 in that victory Saturday night. There's only two seniors on this team, her and Amelia Lesniak. They've got a very quick point guard in Maddie Humbach, little 5 foot fire plug that gets this offense going for them. It's playoff time, Vincent. It's a time when you throw all the regular season records out the window. Westlake knows that. Everybody's going to give them their best shot. They're 18-4 on the season. They had a first round bye. They're looking forward to it. They haven't played in about a week or so. Maybe a little rusty coming in.
Absolutely.
But they're at home. It's a great facility here.
Oh, yeah.
Crowd's going to be behind them. I'm ready to go, Vince. Let's do this. Let's get it done.
Absolutely. And we got Gina Adams warming up right in front of us. Gina Adams will be a game changer tonight. We already know that. Abby Matalovich. Abby and Abby the law firm. Abby Carrington, as mentioned. It'll be a big night. And it'll be a big night for you anytime you swing by one of our sponsors. Guys, you like what you hear? You want to be a part of things? You own a small business? You own a large business? I don't care. Disney World, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, give us a call. You're not going to get a better deal. The sponsors here are through the roof. Let's start it off with our main man of real estate, Richard Remax Beyond 2000. He is the number one real estate agent worldwide, specializing in... Bottom line, guys, this guy will sell your house. He'll get you a house bought. He does it all. Contact him. Richard Ward at Richard Ward Realty. Our newest sponsor, we want to welcome in. Ruben and myself want to welcome in Cobos Insurance Center. They are brand new to the team. They've been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They're independent agents, so they have lots of companies to find customers at the best rate. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance. They're family-run and have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. Cleveland Fitness Club, for 20-plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all, bikes, tracks, courts, and even poles. They truly have something for everyone, and they are open 365 days a year. I will be stopping in Saturday morning to meet with Angela. We're going to do a podcast. Come out and see us. Also, Airport Go-Kart. If you're looking for a fun time with the kids, swing by Airport Go-Kart. Angela and Tony own both those places. And like I said before, Ruben, if you own two companies, we're going to give them both details for the price of one.
Price of one, absolutely.
That's how we do it. Speaking of cars, my man, James McConville, swing over. If you're looking for a new or used car, you got that refund check, you want to buy a car, North Olmsted, Lorraine Road, Kia. Go in there, listen to me closely, fans. Go in there and ask for James McConville, Jimmy McBone. And if you tell him that Vince McKee sent you, we'll have a special surprise waiting for you. I'm going to hand it off to my main man here, Ruben, to talk to you about Hoosier Hockey, Jenny's Popcorn, Rocket Fizz, and Frankie's.
Hey, hockey fans, let's take this moment to tell you about Hoosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, laces, apparel, then Hoosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Folks, find them online at www.hoserhockey.org or on Amazon. It's getting pretty loud in here, folks, so I may have to turn up the volume a little bit here for Jenny's Popcorn. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Has been serving customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65-plus years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold. That includes Giant Eagle and Mark's. Visit them online at jennyspopcorn.com or in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway, North Ridgeville, Ohio. For those of you that have a sweet tooth, just like I do, Rocket Fizz Candy has you covered. With everything from your childhood to today, they didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy sold at Paradise. You can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B in beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio. And finally, looking for a place to enjoy a post-game meal or a meal anytime, it's got to be Vince's favorite.
Frank's Italian, and now the National Anthem. And guys, I always want to take a break for the National Anthem. Go ahead, wrap up Frankie's first bud.
As I was saying, if you're looking for a great post-game meal, or if you're Italian like Vince and you have to have it all the time.
Every day, all day.
Visit Frankie's Italian Cuisine. They have you covered from meatballs to lasagna. Visit them tonight at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted. And when you're done, come on back and pick up the broadcast with a full belly of Italian food from Frankie's, a couple of bottles of wine, and I'm going to leave it right there. Vince, back to you.
And guys, like we said, if you want to be a sponsor, you get a 30-second commercial read during every single broadcast. How could you beat that? I mean, last night alone, we did hockey and boxing. Tonight, we're doing playoff basketball. Tomorrow, more Golden Gloves boxing. Saturday, we got a podcast, another one. That's four straight days, 30-second reads. It's going to be a fun time anytime you have your night with us. So, again, we're going to go ahead and take this break across the Keon Sports Radio Network. And fans, this game also brought to you by MDG Flooring. If you're in need for quality flooring in your home or your office, go see MDG Flooring. Give them a call, 330-725-5252, or in person, 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. My man, Stephen Walbot, has you covered, as does Mullins Constructions. They have it all, hot water tanks, windows, they fix anything you need, plumbing. They'll redo your entire house, basement, whatever you need. Mullins Construction. And we will talk to you more about the sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor, guys, email me, CoachVin14 at yahoo.com. Mention you heard on this broadcast, we're going to give you 25% off. CoachVin14 at yahoo.com. And now, the tip-off is brought to you by Soccer Shots. The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some soccer action. Look them up, Soccer Shots. And now, the tip-off. And we're back. Strongsville, Westlake, second round of the playoffs. Westlake off the bye. Here we go. And the jump ball underway goes to Strongsville. Loose ball recovered, though, off that tip. And we're going to set you up here.
Here we go, Vince.
All right, Westlake going from left to right on the radio dial. Strongsville right to left. Three ball, no good. Off the back of the rim, that was Carrington. Oh. And a quick foul on the loose ball there.
Yeah, quick, a fast man-to-man defense and a great box out.
And we mentioned it earlier, actually Ruben did, before the broadcast, Maddie Humbach, number 15 for Strongsville. The five I saw was her height. This girl is 5 feet tall and she is fierce.
And she just did a tremendous box out underneath to force that foul.
She sure did. Jump shot, air ball, no good. Rebound back to Westlake. And again, the finish at Westlake going left and right, wearing the white jerseys, white trunks, green numbers. Three ball off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Carrington. Adams, three ball, good!
There's Gina Adams again, Vince. Being there at the right place at the right time, again, picked up that loose ball and canned the three.
And Gina Adams was our player to watch before the game. She's already doing it. To the lane goes Maddie. No good, but a rebound by her teammate. Hook shot up and a beautiful hook shot there. Reagan Bass. Excuse me, Ruben, that was a cream.
Yeah, that's Reagan Bass underneath with a good putback rebound. It's a walk. Yeah, Reagan Bass with a 31-point performance last Saturday in their first regional matchup against Elyria. She could have her way inside it.
Westlake almost looks rattled.
Yeah, Westlake has to keep an eye on her.
All right, so 3-2. Demons lead it, but Strongsville with the ball.
Man-to-man defense from Westlake, Vince.
Good pump fake there. It's up off the front of the rim. Good! Number five, Alexa Kadris. Yeah. It was Kadris of Strongsville giving the Mustangs the lead.
Yeah, Alexa, she didn't pick up the ball. She just continued her dribble and got a layup.
Three ball. Got it! Abby Carrington. Abby Carrington of Westlake lighting it up tonight.
It's a fast pace here right away off the bat, and there she goes.
Oh, Maddie turns it over. Here come the Demons on a fast break. Matalovich! Abby Matalovich, 6-6.
Both teams running up and down the court early, Vince, and fast.
Matalovich, man. I'll tell you what, I told you last week against Berea Mid Park, I absolutely love watching Matalovich play. Strip ball, here comes Gina Adams of the Demons. Adams has it. Up goes Adams, she gets fouled into the line. And Ruben, it looked like she had Matalovich trailing her there.
Yeah, but both these teams a little bit out of control early, Vince. Maybe trying to get the jitters out early. Fast pace up and down the court here, but on the other end down here, Bass with an ill-advised shot as well.
Yeah, and you know, on that fast break too, Adams had it if she wanted it, but she had Matalovich trailing just in case. Went up for the shot, gets fouled, two shots, nails the first, 9-4 Mustangs. Excuse me, 9-4 Demons. So Westlake up 9-4 early on here. It's up, it's in, 10-4 Demons.
There they go. Fast paced across that timeline in a blur, Vince.
Absolutely. And another turnover by the Mustangs. They need us. Oh, what a recovery by Maddie. Holy smokes, Ruben.
Yeah, she's, like I said, she's their main ball handler. She tries to get it. Everybody involved early.
She just got hurt, though.
Stay there.
So Hombach went to set a pick on Carrington, a girl twice her size. It looked like she got the wind knocked out of her. And now Strongsville might need a timeout as Maddie Hombach is hunched over here. Needs a coach. Got caught in the sternum.
Looks like she caught an elbow or something in the sternum or in the stomach area.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and hope Hombach is back on the court shortly.
She caught an elbow. All right, they got to give her a few minutes.
Meanwhile, the ball looks, Ruben, it's staying with Strongsville.
That's the strength of the Westlake team. They like to pressure you full court, half court.
Well, we saw that phenomenal full court press last week against Berea Mid Park. Oh, a travel by Strongsville. They
got away with one there, Vince. They let them play early.
Yep.
They let them go.
All right, so backup point guard, Allie Moore in the game, the junior. Allie Moore subs in for Hombach, and now Strongsville going to do some wholesale subs.
Smothering man-to-man defense here by the Wood Demons.
And Strongsville up, no good. Looks
like a little bit of contact under there, Vince. They're not calling anything early.
The freshman, Maddie Fortuna, getting ready to check in here. As Westlake hacks it, looking to build on a 10-4 lead are the Demons. Demons go underneath. No good.
Good block by Bass.
Steffi Randolph could have her way down there, but the Mustangs were not going to have it. And yes, right here in front of us, Sophia Birch getting ready to check in as well. The Mustangs coming up with some wholesale changes at the next break. Turnover already.
Yeah, Westlake's not playing, Vince. They're just manning up on everybody, man to man. They're just sticking body to body.
That's a pleasant sight as Maddie Hombach is back on the table as well. She appears to be better. Shot off the back of the rim, no good, Westlake. And here comes Strongsville.
Yeah, they're going to call a jump ball. It stays here.
Wholesale changes. Ruben, is that a panic move by the coach? Four subs this early. Obviously, once it started going back in, but
they're going
three quick.
They're young, Vince. They're young and they're deep.
They are. All right. Carrington off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Strongsville.
Yeah, the Demons heaving up a lot of threes early in the game, Vince. They should start to concentrate on getting the ball to their stars.
And another travel. Ruben, I think Strongsville has to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, Matalovich, a good defense there. She impeded her progress, caused her to travel.
Absolutely. This Westlake team, I have to say, is very composed. Just very composed.
No, they're...
You don't see much shaking, bud.
Very experienced. A lot of juniors and seniors on a team as opposed to Strongsville with only two seniors in the roster. Yep.
Adams, top of the key, swings the Mulder. Cross court, through the hands of Matalovich. And the ref is going to call it back to the Mustangs. Good awesome play by Strongsville.
Yeah, that was a pass, had a little bit of fire on it, and she couldn't handle it.
Absolutely. And Maddie calling for the ISO here.
Looks like they're looking for They may be looking for Bass here on an ISO underneath, Vince.
Humbox, the generator of this team on Strongsville.
Jump good box on. Out by Carrington.
Oh, man. Carrington's amazing. Here's Adams. Swings it out. Good patience being shown right now by Westlake. There's Carrington. Abby Carrington slices and dices.
It's a great move by Carrington. She took her off the dribble.
Westlake has now built an 8-point lead. Westlake leads it 12-4, 3:11 to go in the first quarter. And Ruben, they haven't even put on that full court press yet. Wait till you see that.
No, the pressure, they're doing pressure on the ball pressure against their point guard, Humbach.
Yep. Humbach letting it loose now. Top of the key, Humbach, it's up, it is good! And she got fouled, they didn't call it.
Good shot from 18 feet, Vince. She had nothing but the bottom of the net. This girl's amazing.
She's a tough cookie. She reminds me of my daughter's.
She makes up for her lack of height with just a lot of effort out there.
Adams, top of the key, swings it to Matalovich. Matalovich dribbles it out, drives, and a cross-court call by the referee. Nope, timeout. What's going on here, Rubano?
Said they got a 30-second timeout called by Westlake.
I was going to say, because it didn't look like she traveled. Guys, you like what you hear tonight, tweet at my man Ruben. And Ruben, where can they find you?
You can find me at RubeRodriguez5 on Twitter.
You can find me, Vince McKee, at KeyOnSports on Twitter. Again, KeyOnSports. And we would love to hear from you. Like our sponsor, Workout Factory. If you're looking to work off those post-holiday pounds, have a busy schedule, and need a place to work out that is always open, check out the Workout Factory. They're at 5508 Ridge Road. They might even build a help a tubby like myself, who knows. And also Set a Trophy, we'll have a player of the game later, the Set a Trophy player of the game. You want to visit Lisa and the guys, 4335 Rocky River Drive. And here we go, Ruben, 12-6, Strongsville trails it.
Yeah, if I'm Strongsville, I'm pretty happy right now. They're putting the clamps down on Matalovich here a little bit. She's only taking one shot.
Yep, no doubt about it. Here's Adams, beautiful hop step by Adams, but no good. Rebound Mustangs. Ooh, a careless foul by Adams.
Yeah, that was a frustration foul there. She had a great move to get Bunny Hop to the basket.
Yep.
Missed the layup and then got a little too aggressive underneath.
Excellent footwork by Adams, like Ruben just said, to get open, but could not sink it. 12-6. Strongsville take the ball up, going from right to left. Green tops, green trunks, and white numbers. You'll notice I say trunks and not shorts. All right, Strongsville has it. Dips it down low, back out. There she is, three ball off the back of the rim. No good by Humbach. Beautiful rebound there by Carrington. For a skinny girl, she uses her size perfectly.
Passing the ball well, too, to get a good shot. Just didn't go in.
Three ball there by Carrington. It's good. Westlake looking to run away from it early here.
Gene Adams finding the right pieces and parts, getting the offense going.
Abby Carrington lighting it up like it's the 4th of July tonight, guys. 15-6. Demons lead it. Here's Maddie. Beautiful pass. She is a phenomenal point guard. All right, Strongsville making some wholesale changes again here in a second. And the Mustangs look like a turnover, but a foul. Is it Adams or second?
I think they call Carrington on a trip there, Vince.
I think you're right. Let's see. Ruben Eagle Eyes Rodriguez, but it was on 24.
They called in on Katie Weitzel.
Freddie Weitzel, the freshman. Two Mustangs off, two Mustangs on, and then, yep, Weitzel will come out as well for the Demons. Guys, thank you for joining us here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Again, Keon Sports Radio Network. You want to be a sponsor? We want you to be a sponsor. CoachVin14, yahoo.com. Mustangs have it, Ruben.
Yeah, she's. Here she is. Vince, I'm telling you, there's a little spark plug out there for this team.
If it wasn't for Maddie Humbach tonight, the Mustangs would be in big trouble. Maddie Humbach's keeping them in it, Ruben.
Just keeping them in the game. There's a walk.
Carrington, another turnover.
She's quick. She gets to her spots. Right there, she forced a traveling call. She's getting her team settled down. That's what the point guard's responsibility is, to get the team going, get everybody a good shot.
It's observations like that, guys. That is why Ruben is my color man.
And she's what? 14. So she can run all day.
Wait till she learns how to drive. All right, here comes Strongsville. 15-8. Oh, another foul. This guy's calling everything.
Yeah, that one's on Carrington. They're calling it a little close to the vest here, Vince.
Yeah, they are. Well, the referee's a bit whistle happy now. 15-8.
Yeah, they let him play early on, and now they're getting a little
touch foul.
Little whistle happy with the tickles here, Vince.
Westlake, four fouls. Out of bounds there. Ball will stay with the Mustangs. Ruben, this is big. Less than a minute to go in this quarter. Mustangs have the ball down seven. They could really cut into it right now.
And they just stay within yourself, play your game.
Hanging around.
No reason to be heaving up ill-advised shots.
They built that lead with Humbach on the bench. I think that goes worth noting.
Yeah.
All right, Strongsville has it. Beautiful move to the hole. It's up. Nice. It's good. Holy smokes. Alexa Kadiris.
Alexa Kadiris with a great drive across the lane, Vincent, to put up a nice little lefty.
That was unbelievable.
Nice little left-handed half hook.
That might be the shot of the night so far, Alexa. Holy smokes. Almost an underhand left-hand hook. Carrington answers. Abby Carrington.
Yeah, you got to find a way to stop that penetration because Carrington gets in there. They're not going to stop her under there from 5 feet away.
Abby Carrington having her way tonight. Back home, I could hear the hack from here. Strongsville will go to the line for two. That's going to be, let's see here, number four.
Yeah.
Molly Mulder took a swipe. Molly Mulder, now her second foul. And for the Westlake Demons, already five fouls in the first quarter, Ruben.
Yeah, Mulder got herself caught in a bad matchup there against Bass.
And now they have to put Whitesell back in the game. They are. Yep. So Whitesell will come in. She's playing with two fouls as well, I believe. All right. So Westlake head coach Karen Swanson not messing around here. She has seen the lead. It's now 17-11. Yeah, Mustangs looking to make a run.
You got to try to match up the reinforcements.
Shot is up.
Strongsville. Strongsville's coming in strong with eight players already in the game.
Now Reagan Bass. She's tall, 6'1". Stands out amongst everybody else. Reagan Bass splits the deuce. Now 17-11. 10 seconds to go. Westlake looking for the final shot. Carrington. Back to Whitesell. Oh, she gets fouled. They don't call it.
That's a great defensive stand there.
Is it? Yep.
Fantastic defensive stand by Strongsville, knowing that Westlake wanted that last shot. Best shot they got with his side rimmer.
All right. So at the end of one quarter of play, it is the Westlake Demons 17, the visiting Strongsville Mustangs 11. Again, 17-11. Westlake leads Strongsville after the first quarter of action. And this next quarter, we brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company. As they've been spreading Cleveland Pride one t-shirt at a time since 2008, use the promo code SPORTS20 for 20% off your purchase, as well as Jeff Goodman and the Ultimate Home Remodelers for the very best in windows, siding, and roofing. Contact our guy, Jeff Goodman and Ultimate Home Remodelers. That does it for sponsors on the night, guys. Thank you. If you want to be a sponsor, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Mention the broadcast for 25% off. Ruben, we have a game, only 6 points.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the results so far on both teams here. But I'm still, you know, you get that volcano, you get the lava that starts to bubble before it just totally explode. As I look over there at Westlake's bench with Gina Adams just sitting there just waiting to take over this game. On the other side, Strongsville playing very... There are a couple of bad defensive decisions that they made, giving up easy layups, so this would be much closer than it is. It's only a 6-point lead. They got the ball, and we'll see how much they can keep Matulovic out of this game and Gina Adams.
No doubt about it. Matulovic hasn't even gotten heated up yet. All right, Strongsville inbounds to start the quarter. Only one team fouling the Mustangs, five on Westlake already. It's up, no good. Another air ball, and it will go back to the Demons.
A good hustle there by Bass, but nobody else moved.
Westlake, fast break. Nope. Turns it over.
Yeah, it's like Westlake wants to get this running game going, but it seems to me like being idle for a week, Vince, is still inside. Just a little bit rusty.
Yeah. Making some uncharacteristic errors you don't normally see a Westlake girls basketball team make. Regardless, they still lead 17-11, as Strongsville, for the most part, has not been able to take advantage of it. Strongsville doing a lot of passing around the three-point key tonight. Not too much driving. There's Maddie Humbach chucking one up. No good. Rebound, Whitesell. And Gina Adams will lead it up.
Yeah, it's a good zone defense there by Westlake. and force a pretty tough shot there.
Ruben, if Westlake scores here, do they go to the full court press, you think?
I don't think they will because a humbuck can break it herself.
All right, here comes Adams. And now Westlake playing the three-point game, just passing around the key. Back to Adams. Now Gina drives it. It's up. It's no good. Rebound, Mustangs.
That's a good box out by Lesniak there to get that rebound away from Gina Adams.
It's been a six-point game for a little while here now. Mustangs have it. Let's see if they can do anything with it. They're working from right to left on your radio dial in the all-green jerseys. Three ball, no good. Rebound. Good swap there by Adams, but it will stay with the Mustangs. Should play volleyball. Should probably fit. I got to look into that. I bet you should play volleyball. Three ball, good.
That's a good shot by Jessica Snyder there. She wanted that three. She took the last one.
Crossed the lead in half.
Yeah, it's a three-point game.
So the three ball by Snyder, close to the half. And we got Maddie Fortuna getting ready to check in for the Mustangs. Three ball, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Oh! Matalovich. Yikes.
Tremendous defensive play by Matalovich.
Holy smokes. Ruben, tell us what happened, bud.
Strongsville, number five. Alexa Kadrish just stood there thinking the ball is going to go out of bounds. Matalovich jumps inside of her, knocks it off her leg and out of bounds and keeps the possession.
Folks, Matalovich literally dove into the first round of the crowd, sacrificed her body to save the ball, bounced it off a Mustang player. Matalovich, holy smokes.
Hey, good defensive player.
Unbelievable. All right, so that means the ball will stay with Westlake. We got a timeout coming, I think. Nope. All right, Strongsville, fast break as they get the turnover there.
Bass baited Mulder there into a bad pass, Vince.
Sure did. Snyder, turnover. Here's Matalovich. Watch out for this train. It's up. No good, but a trailer there by Adams. Good.
Yeah, they're running it. They're running whenever they get a chance off a missed shot or even a make. They're running.
I'll tell you, man.
Get easy basket.
Gina Adams will follow Matalovich to the ends of the earth. Three ball by Snyder for the Mustangs. No good. Between Matalovich trailing Adams and Adams trailing Matalovich on those fast breaks,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you've done that. You can do. You just have to make sure that you put a body on whoever's underneath. And so Gina Adams doesn't get those easy rebounds and putbacks. You can't let Gina Adams get a feel for this game.
One of the best 1-2 punches in SWC you're seeing why tonight, Matalovich and Adams. Dear Lord. All right, Adams has it. Looking for Carrington. Cross court. Nope. Back to Sindelar up top.
Good defense inside by Bass.
Carrington for three. It's up. It's good. Abby Carrington for three.
There's your press you wanted, Vince.
And then there's the full court press. Ruben called it. Bada boom. Bada bing. Gina Adams.
Lead back up to 10 now, Vince.
And there's that full court press, baby. And another turnover. Carrington, three ball. Oh, my gosh. If she hits that, it's over. Out of bounds.
It's going to stay here, Vince. It's going to stay here.
Holy smokes.
Oh.
Wow. The ball was all Strongsville.
Somebody show me a
replay. Missed the call.
Somebody show me a replay there. That ball, those two. Yeah, the two Strongsville girls went up with the ball. That ball should be going the other way, but they called it.
At least, you know, we sitting here courtside, because that's where Keon Sports is, center court every time. You can hear the referee yelling back and forth with Westlake head coach Karen Swanson, and he actually said, I didn't see it. My view was blocked.
Well, mine wasn't. That ball should stay here.
So Westlake does not get the advantage of that call. Strongsville will take over.
You were right, Vince. This game was 19-14, and you were waiting, and you were asking for that full court press, and there was a little signal given from the bench. And they haven't been as Strongsville hasn't been the same since. They needed that timeout to try to settle this down a little bit.
All right, here we go. 10-point lead. It could be a lot worse. If that three ball would have went in, what an unbelievable one change that would have been. Never been 10 points in under
a
minute.
There you go. What do I tell you about the press, Vince?
They go over the top. They listen to Ruben. Strongsville did, and they break the press. Coach Ruben Rodriguez.
No.
Oh, turnover. Down low.
Yeah, that's a missed shot and an offensive rebound, but you got to get the ball in the Hombach's hands. Here's your
three ball, no good. Rebound, Sindelar. Here's Carrington. Carrington up, it's good.
Yeah, she's too good under there, Vince. You got to double up on her. She's going to kill you all night under there.
Full court press broken beautifully.
That's how you break it.
Strongsville was waiting on that one. A stuff, but they called a foul.
Looks like they're going to get Randar for that one.
Man, Westlake can't catch a break tonight with the fouls.
It's a beautiful thing when you break a press the right way. It's just gorgeous. The ball never hits the court. One, two, three passes, and you got a layup.
Absolutely. Strongsville not out of this game yet, only down 12. They are going to their special ace in the hole, Fortuna, to check back in it. Here comes Maddie Fortuna. Two Maddies on the team. I got a daughter named Madeline at home.
You got Maddies and Abbies and...
Good stuff. All right, to the line, number 10, Amelia Lesniak for the Mustangs. She hits the first one, misses the second one, and rebound.
Good box out. She would have got the offensive rebound. Emma Hall with a good box out there.
All right, Westlake now up 11. If they score here, do they keep the press on, Ruben? I say yes.
I don't.
This has been broken twice, but they haven't been burned by it either.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
I say keep it on. Strongsville has broken the Westlake press twice, but they haven't scored upon it. They just get set into normal offense once they get to half court. So I say, man, keep that on.
They called a tickle on Cadres, and that's their second foul. Well,
it's about time they called something on Strongsville. 6-2, foul differential. Westlake getting the schneid. Here's Gina Adams to Carrington, swings it out. Back to Adams. As Emma Hall passed up the three. Emma Hall again, Hall back to Adams. Adams swings it out, Matalavage, watch out. Oh, down low to Carrington, nope. Oh!
That's going, I think that stays here, Vince.
Beautiful play there. Strongsville, Noel Blaha rips it out of the hands.
Outstanding block by Bass, but the ball stays here on the...
Yep, Bass, phenomenal job out of Bass. All right, Westlake will reset. Westlake leads it by 11. Adams swings it to Hall. Hall, three ball, got it!
Yeah, Gina Davis is distributing the ball well to all of her teammates. You know, she's not scoring much.
Turnover!
But she's getting it to the right people, Vince.
And there it is. She is, Ruben, 100% right. Westlake forces a turnover, looking to bury him again. Emma Hall, oh! Almost back-to-back three balls, no good.
A little heat check there, but... All a little short.
Okay, so Westlake now looking to hold the lead up 14. Strongsville going to the subs. It looks like Ellie Moore coming in off the bench. Three ball by Maddie. It's good! Maddie Humbach.
Mama, there goes that girl again.
And she is dynamite. So Maddie Humbach getting it done. And another touch foul on Fortuna. So that's on Fortuna of Strongsville. 29-18. Demons lead Mustangs, 2:25 to go. Those whistles are going to quite the workout tonight.
Yeah, I've seen a lot harder hits that haven't been called yet to Vince, but they're not just, now they're reverting to these little touch fouls, and that's not a good sign.
I've seen Bugs hit a windshield harder. Bam. Three ball, good! Emma Hall is red hot right now. Another three ball by Hall, Ruben.
Yeah, that's her third one, Vince. Now she's starting to shoot them from this side of the court.
The sophomore absolutely destroying the Mustangs right now. 32-18. And Strongsville needs to do something quick before this game gets away from them. Bottom line. Fortuna, turnover. Good job there by Whitesell.
Yeah, they're collapsing the defense on Bass. That was not a good pass there. They should have...
Another three ball here ends this game. And there it is! Are you kidding me? Unbelievable!
This girl is on fire, Vince.
Emma Hall
on fire.
Woo! Emma Hall buries it. Now 35-18, Demons.
Yeah, her fourth three-pointer of the half, Vince. She's got 12 points, leads the team.
And it's a deep breath kind of moment. Holy smokes. The turnover, they swung it out. Two quick passes, outlet, bada-boom, bada-bing. There's Emma Hall waiting to drill the three.
Yeah, when you got all the wealth of experience that they have, the senior leadership, they got playmakers and they got shooters at every corner of the court. Now you got the non-starter, Emma Hall, coming off the bench, giving you 12 points, 4-4 from the three-point line. What can you do?
I mean, you got Emma Hall coming in. Carrington was cashing them in before that. And really, in my opinion, their best two players, Adams and Mladenovic, right now having a decent game, but not what we know out of them. I mean, holy smokes.
That tells you the depth of this team.
They're deadly.
Two stars, Regina Adams and senior Mladenovic, and they're having subpar performances. But like I said before, Gina Adams is now distributing to all. She knows where all of her teammates are going to be. She's getting the ball to the right spot. Emma Hall doesn't make these shots unless somebody gets her the ball. Gina's knows exactly where she is and finding her.
Yep. Huh? Said it perfectly. There's Adams again. Gina Adams. What a play by Adams. Turns it over, though. And the Demons, this is hard to describe. There were literally three turnovers in a matter of 8 seconds, Ruben.
Oh, my God. It's getting crazy out here. They're running back and forth. I think that's coming to Westlake. It is.
And as my main man, Ruben Rodriguez, likes to say, that last three ball by Emma Hall, she put a little sauce on that meatball.
She put a little sauce on that meatball. She got four meatballs out there, baby.
This is unbelievable. All right, so Gina Adams out to Mladenovic. Love saying that name. Mladenovic from the corner, up top. They'll reset it. Strongsville's Alexa Kadiris looking to check back in the game.
Looked like a walk to me. They didn't call it.
And that could have been a travel, uncalled. All right. Westlake still has it. Mladenovic, they're going to take the air out of the ball here, Ruben, or what?
Yeah, it looks to me like they're waiting. They're not in any hurry, Vince.
Strongsville needs to do something right now. Gina Adams, 35 seconds. Head coach of Westlake, Karen Swanson, calling out the play. Emma Hall again, three ball. Got it!
Unbelievable.
That was their plan, to get it to the sweet shooting. Emma Hall.
Emma Hall.
5 of 5 from three, Vince, in the first half.
All in this quarter, too, I think. Another three ball. No good. How is Emma Hall getting that wide open?
What a shot.
Good rebound there.
Woo! Fantastic play by Reagan Bass underneath for a layup. I know it's only 2 points.
Reagan Bass isn't that late. Three ball by Hall. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Holy smokes. They only call that one a two, but I don't care.
Holy
17
smokes.
Point first half for Emma Hall off the bench, Vince.
Emma Hall. Referee called it a two. It looked like three to me. That would have been her 6th 3-pointer. All right, it's official. It's a two. Regardless, 5 3-pointers and then a two from really the
unbelievable.
Two. I mean, hold it, the 2.5
point line.
I got
it for 17. I got to check that.
That's 17 points. Unbelievable. It is now.
I got no idea what's over here.
It's now 40 to 20.
You come out at halftime.
Okay. Unbelievable. We're going to go ahead and go to halftime here in a second. But, Ruben, I mean, what are we seeing?
We're seeing an exhibition of shooting. This girl is on fire. This girl is like, it's like the basket is a manhole cover and she's throwing tennis balls through it. She's not missing.
This is, just to give you the numbers on this girl here, let's do a check. Now
I have her here for 17 points, Vince. I could be wrong.
No, you're right. We're going to check with the stat keeper here in a second, but yeah, I want to say 17 points, and she's a sophomore.
Yeah, she'll be back. Oh. That's good. Again, like I said, that's their depth of their bench, and they're deep, Vince, at every position. Every position. And, of course, Gina Adams.
17.
Okay. Gina Adams, she's just distributing the ball to everybody.
17. For number 5, baby.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, well, we're checking with the game's official scorekeeper here.
We'll be back, folks.
I have her at 14.
All right, guys. We will stay tuned. We'll be right back with the third quarter. All right, Ruben, we begin the third quarter. 40 to 20, Westlake. Take it away.
Yeah, man. 21 to 6 run, I believe it was there with the game. Was 23 when it was 17-14.
And Strongsville starts it with a turnover.
Emma Hall with 14 points, 4 threes in that first half. Then she just turned this place on fire. And we'll see what Strongsville has here the first four minutes of this quarter. See what happens. They can try to get back into this game somehow.
Absolutely. All right, so here come the Demons looking to build on a 20-point lead. Carrington drives in. Good defense there by Bass.
Yeah, Bass.
All right, so 40 to 20. Strongsville's gonna need a big time run to start the second half. See what kind of competitors they are. Gina Adams swings it up top to Manolavich. Double team, ran at Manolavich there.
Yeah, they're putting multiple bodies on both her and Adams.
Mulder to Carrington. Mulder has it, back to Adams. Adams drives and jump shot, good.
Nice little play there by Gina Adams. She got into the lane, popped in a nice little eight-footer.
And, oh man, Westlake head coach, Kieran Swenson, not taking her foot off the gas. Full court press up 22 points. She wants to put this thing away in the third.
And they're beating it pretty easy tonight, though, Vince.
All right, Strongsville has it. Top of the key, Maddie Humbach. Nice pump fake. Three ball, Humbach. Back of the rim, no good. And it's looking, oh, good rebound by Adams of Westlake.
Took it away from Baster, good play.
Manolavich.
Nice.
Oh, no good. All right, here is
transition offense there, but they missed an easy layup.
And Strongsville going to their bench early here. They're going to need a lot of legs down 22. Another turnover by the Mustangs. Good job there by Carrington.
Yeah, Carrington playing well on both ends tonight, Vince. Defensively, and getting some big rebounds under there, too, for Westlake.
Adams the Manolavich. Yeah. Over to Carrington. Back to Manolavich. Manolavich has it. Stops. Sinclair over there. Mulder, turnover, back to the Mustangs.
Yeah, there's not a lot of space tonight for Manolavich. They're defending her very well. They're putting multiple and different girls on her all night.
Three ball by Strongsville, no good. They're going to need to get hot here. Almost a foul there. Alexa Kadiris, not good.
Pass.
Oh, no good. Rebound, Adams. She's everywhere, Ruben.
Yeah, she's bailing them out here. That was like another possession where they missed the layup.
Manolavich, three ball, no good. And Strongsville will check in for Tuna. Back in the game here, and Maddie. And number 32 as well, Natalie Worley, a freshman, to get some PT.
Yeah, it looks like you see if Strongsville can take advantage of some of these miscues from Wessex. They had a couple of possessions here.
Full court inbound pass by Strongsville. It worked, though. Now they're trapped in the corner, so it didn't work. A timeout called by Strongsville. Yep. Nope. Jump ball. Westlake will have it.
Yeah, they called a jump ball there. She couldn't. Nobody came to the ball, Vince. She got stuck in that corner. Nobody came to her.
Couple
didn't know where to go with it.
Nope. Good job there by Carrington. They bust the fast court, full court press. I'm sorry, Manolavich.
And that's what happens when you break the press correctly, Vince and Lisa. That's just stepped on the end line.
And then a turnover by Fortuna on Strongsville. This is unbelievable.
When you break the press the right way, it always leads to a very, very easy shot.
Yep.
And that ball never touched the court.
No way, Manolavich.
Three passes and right to the basket.
Manolavich, perfect placement there for Westlake. They break that full court. She gets it, then they get a turnover, up 24 points, looking to extend. They do. Gina Adams, what can you say about her?
Gina, Shaquille Adams underneath the basket there. Nobody can stop her. There comes the press.
Oh, my man, they're moving. They're pouring it on right now. Now they break it, though. Maddie Humbach, three ball by Strongsville. They need this. They don't get it. Rebound, back to the Demons. This is turned into punishment. Gina Adams, her team up 26. Karen Swanson just telling her team to pour it on right now. Manolavich swings it. Carrington, three ball, no good. No! No! That shot was terrible off her hands and like took a U-turn and went in.
Yeah, this isn't even fair out here, Vince. This is like, this is what we got. Come and get some.
Another turnover by the full court press of Westlake. Gina Adams has it. Jeez, O'Peets. But it's going to go off of Manolavich's foot. I'll say it flat out. That shot off of Carrington's hands did not look good. And it was like someone came down and like, you turned it.
She didn't call glass, but it went in. Yeah, Vince, this is Westlake just showing that early rust that they had for not playing for a week. They shook that thing off.
Nope. And big time.
Regardless of what happens, Emma Hall had everything to do with what's going on out here today.
Let me say that in the full court press for, you know, a little bit of this. But let me tell you this, guys. We're not Westlake fans. We're not Strongsville fans. We're basketball fans. But it's hard not to get excited watching this team play. They're that good. They play as a team. Right, Ruben?
Yeah, they'll be back. They're only losing in a couple players. And Gina Adams will lead this team back again next year.
Unbelievable. Strongsville playing for respect now. Oh, that's good. Fortuna.
Nice patient possession there, Vince. Led to a good jump shot from Fortuna. Now they got the full court press on, too.
Here's Gina Adams. They break through it. like a knife through warm cheese. And Westlake Adams has it. Swings it out. There's the red hot Hall, but she traveled.
Good luck. Yeah, Vince, next year we got Emma Hall coming back. You got Abby Carrington coming back. You got Gina Adams coming back. You got Randar coming back. They're going to be loaded again next year.
No doubt about it.
Who else?
Hmm? I thought somebody said something. All right, so Westlake here.
Nice defense.
Between the legs, it will stay with
Brownsville.
All right, so... See, wrestling fans, this referee looks just like Johnny Ace. Johnny Laurinaitis, Big John, looks just like him. He's freaking me out. He doesn't have the rusty voice, though, I don't think. All right.
I was going to say Phil Simms.
A little bit, too. I can see that. I can see a little Phil Simms in him. Look, it's a 27-point game, guys. All right. Strongsville has it again. Matty Humbach. I am impressed by Humbach tonight. Regardless of the score, I'm very impressed.
If nothing phases her, Vince. The bigger the opponent, the better for her.
She's a junior, so we'll see her again next year, too.
Yes, we will.
Three ball by Humbach. No good. She hustles a lot, though. I mean, her three ball has a lot to be desired, but still.
At some point, somebody has to shoot the ball, Vince.
Well, yeah. No doubt. But that aside, I mean, she's just a generator. All right, Westlake has it. Carrington to Adams.
I'm going to start calling her Energizer because that motor doesn't stop. Look at her. I'm
telling you, man, she reminds me of my daughters, Maggie and Madeline. It must be something with the first name. Shot no good by the Demons. Ball back to Strongsville. The generator. Look at that. So Strongsville crushes the ball. Westlake runs three people at him.
And if you're looking at a Humbach, Maddie just comes down with her head up. She doesn't dribble with her head down. She's always got her head up looking to see what she can find.
A lot of practice.
Nice.
Gina Adams drives through, up and in. No outs at the last second. Fortuna has it for the Mustangs, looking for a fast break. There's Humbach. Up to Fortuna. Back over to Maddie. Humbach has it, swings it out. And Strongsville might have got away with the travel. Uncalled, loose ball back to the Mustangs. Fortuna, another loose ball, and here's a whistle. All right. And Alexa will check back in along with Reagan Bass. And Reagan Bass has really been, you know, her and Humbach really the only two people tonight for the Mustangs to really get any kind of offense going.
Yeah, they've bottled them up early. They never got themselves together here. But Birch on that last play had a layup. She decided to kick it out. She actually dribbled herself into a double team.
Three ball no good by Strongsville. Loose ball off the hands of Fortuna. And it'll be Westlake basketball.
Then that should be a jump ball if you can't make up your mind. Yep.
Correction, Strongsville basketball.
All right, correction, Strongsville basketball. And that disputed call is brought to you by Keon Sports. At Coach Vince 14. And look at Westlake head coach. Her team up by 27 points, and she's still honored every call.
She's coaching. She's coaching up the refs, Vince. I've never seen that before.
I love it.
You're up 25.
And now she calls a timeout. Probably
she didn't like that call at all, did she?
I love this woman. This coach. I'm impressed. The Westlake head coach, Karen Swanson.
Yeah, this is a good ball club. They're on their way to Elyria Catholic here.
What is that game? Do we know?
Continue to march. I'm pretty sure. I'll have to check the schedules. It's all dependent on the OSHA. I have to check the brackets, but that's the next. I think it could be this weekend. They're at Elyria Catholic, and the march is on. This is their first tournament game, but
absolutely. And we will be covering them as much as we can. We'll be right back. All right, we are underway, and Keon Sports got their first official shout-out by an announcer.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Vince.
Pretty big night. Three ball, no good by Whitesell. Rebound, though. Demons will keep it. Nope, ripped away by Bass.
Bass showing a little fire on this blowout, Vince. She's not messing around. There she goes.
A couple times tonight, Bass has shown that fire. And Strongsville cannot buy a bucket, though. Still down.
Can't buy a bucket.
49-24, Westlake leads it.
They've got themselves in that mentality to drive and then kick it out for a three when they're passing up easy layups.
All right, so Wesley takes over Abby Carrington, and now they're going to see some people from the bench come in the game. Abby Rents, a senior. And Whitesell will check out. Checking in is Abby Gardner, another Abby.
We got a bunch of Abbies and Maddies and Maggies and all over the place out here tonight, Vince.
Sounds like it's my daughter's preschool class right now. All these names, they're all identical.
Maddie 1, Maddie 2, and Maddie 3.
No doubt about it. All right, so the third quarter winding down. And Westlake, three ball. Not even close off the front of the rim. Loose ball. Scampered. Oh! Bass, man, does she play hard. And Bass earned it, though. Possession arrow with Strongsville.
Yeah, I think it stays here, Vince. You know, we were talking about the Westlake team next year. Just keep an eye on this team. They got Reagan Bass coming back. Jessica Snyder's a senior. But they got Maddie coming back, Maddie Humbuck. The Cadres girls are coming back.
Oh, Gina Adams on a loose ball. Got it. Gina Adams on an inbound pass. Then dribbles it out of bounds, but man. She hustles her butt off. They're up by 25 points. She's playing like it's a
dribble. She's going after like she's up by two.
Unbelievable. Gina Adams showing that work ethic.
It's a lot easier doing this game
sitting there. And Westlake head coach Karen Swanson might have called a timeout there and said, we're going to play a box of one against the referee. And why the referee? Because that guy's killing us. 49-24, loose ball. Oh, Bass has it. I love watching that matchup with Adams and Bass.
Yeah. But once again, Vince, you passed up a good high percentage shot inside to kick it out for a three. It doesn't matter how many threes they throw up now, Vince. Just get back.
Pass again. It's up, no good.
Yeah, get yourself in a rhythm and try to score something.
4 points in the third quarter by Strongsville.
It's only nine for Westlake, so a low scoring third quarter.
And there's Emma Hall, three ball. No good. She finally cooled off. All right. That does it for the third quarter. Ruben, any takeaways?
Emma Hall put a little dent in her shooting percentage by heaving that one up. But all in all, this game was over at halftime, Vince. 9-4 third quarter.
Oh, I mean.
This is going to.
Yep, starters again.
All right, so Strongs will go back to their starting five in the fourth quarter. At down 25, they're going to need a lot.
Yeah, they put their.
There you go.
The only way they get back in this game is if Westlake clears the bench to start the fourth quarter, Strongsville gets hot from three and runs a full court press. That's the only way it becomes a game.
And I hate to say this, but what Strongsville has to do now is play for the future, Vince. Get themselves in some kind of a position here to, you know, execute some plays and work on the future. You got Maddie Humbuck and Reagan Bass both coming back next year. Work on some stuff.
Yep.
Don't try to, you know, there's no such thing as a 25-point shot here. You're down so far. You got some of the best players in the Southwest Conference, or in the Great Lakes Conference, I'm sorry, out here for Westlake. You're not going to overcome this lead. Make yourselves look good in the fourth quarter. Get out of here with your heads held high.
So Matulovic and Mulder will stay in the game. But other than that, they're going to kind of unload the bench here on Westlake.
Guess what?
Three ball by Strongsville. They got it. All right.
It is. Jessica Snyder. That's her third one.
That is. So Jessica Snyder's gotten open a couple times and buried it. Cuts the lead down to 22. Westlake has it. Working it around. Snyder with the three there.
One thing's for sure, Vince. I don't think we're going to see the law firm of Maddie, Abby, and Abby out here in the fourth quarter.
I would hope not. You're making me laugh. I'm coming off a cold, my man.
Hey, I'm glad you're feeling better, though, Vince. Guys,
thank
Vince
you.
Had a tough one this week. But he manned it up. He's here tonight for you, guys.
Hey, it takes a lot for me to stay home, I promise you. My wife finally got through to me for once. All right, Westlake has it. Demons looking to extend on a 22-point lead in the corner. Nope. Passing around, Matulovic.
Yeah, that's why Matulovic is out there. That little senior leadership.
Absolutely.
Settle everything down.
No doubt about it. And that's exactly what she's doing. Strongsville coach calling for a closeout as Westlake just holding the ball here. Can't say I blame him.
No.
And you really can't be mad at Westlake for doing this, because they're showing a little bit of respect of not running up the score.
Right, they don't. It's very easy just to drive down the lane and just keep scoring it, but they don't need to do that.
Nope. Mata Lavage might have had the lane there and didn't take it. Now, this is going to eventually bring out some boo birds from the Mustang crowd, but you know what? I don't care. And I don't think the Westlake is going to care either, because flat out.
Good defense.
It's a respectful move.
22
for now, Strongsville right now in this duel.
And a little bit of bluebirds, because the fans know that it may be his or her daughter that's coming in the game and they're
for
sitting.
For the last time.
Yeah, for the last time.
And
they wanted
to
come in, yeah. Instead of sitting and watching somebody dribble. But it is what it is.
Gotta look at it both ways, guys. It's like, should you pay college athletes? Is there a right answer? I think you should. But
yeah, well, how many, the problem is, how much do you pay them?
And who all gets it, right? Does Zion Williamson get the same amount as some guy on the rowing team?
That's a good question.
Yeah. All right, so all me and Ruben pondered that one.
That's what happens when you have a 22-point game, folks.
I wouldn't want to do it with any other person in this world, guys. Ruben Rodriguez is my man.
I'll tell you what, Vince, that I'm very hopeful that one of these star players don't blow their shoes out tonight.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to be much longer until everybody on Westlake's out of the game starting-wise. Right now, I just see Mulder left.
How would you like to have paid $4,000 to watch that game last night?
So I said, tickets were going for $2,500.
Man played 30 seconds.
34 seconds total for Williamson. That's $1,000 a second. Here we go. Shot up. No good. Loose ball scamper. Oh, good hustle there by Strongsville.
Yeah, Strongsville, they know they're defeated, but they're not. It's not for a lack of hustle.
Good two-woman
the
game
best
there
they
by.
Can out there.
Yeah, but you know what? Great two-woman game there by Hombach and Bass.
Yeah. They got a two-man game going on, but it's not amounting to any points. It looks good, but.
Molly Mulder, top of the key. So Molly Mulder, really, the only starter still left in the game now for the Demons.
Yeah.
And I think that's smart. Leave a starter in at all times that, like you said, kind of keep the composure.
All right.
Strongsville looking to take this ball away. They trail by 22. Very, very interesting strategy here by Westlake. Oh, turnover. Coming our way, folks.
So,
if I know head coach Karen Hahn of Westlake, she's not too happy about these bad passes with a 22-point lead. Yep. Heck, she was upset at the ref when she had a 25-point lead.
Coach Karen Swanson Hahn. They're calling her Karen Swanson all night. I just see a little hyphen. All right, Strongsville has it. Looking to score quick and make this a game again. They still have time. Realistically, they have time. It's 11 possessions. 11 two-pointers. You think it's crazy, but it's not. With a good enough full court press, you can make things happen.
Yeah.
Strongsville, but they don't have the three-point threats. That's more of a problem, too. And they're taking way too much time.
Trying everything they can to get the ball inside. At least get one more, two more baskets before this one's over with. This Westlake defense has been too strong all game. Outside, inside, full court press, half court press.
Oh! Collision! Top of the key, a foul will be called on somebody. Oh, gonna call in on Westlake. Natalia and Nader.
Yeah. Maddie Hombach, man, she's.
She'll be tired tonight.
Yeah, she's tougher than a Tennessee steak, Vince.
Yep. Three ball by Strongsville, no good. Fortuna hustled on the rebound.
For both teams.
Up and in, no rebound. All right, Westlake.
Two and one.
There's three total fouls in the second half. A clean second half thus far. Maybe not too much action in this quarter has helped.
Yeah, these are the tough ones, Vince. You quite get to the point where you just don't know what to say.
No. Well, you get to the point now where a lot of people are looking at that clock. All right, fans, we'll be right back.
Next Monday, let's go in.
All right, so it appears we had an update during the break. Avon Lake currently beating North Ridgeville. So this score is going to hold up, we know that. Avon Lake, if that score holds up, it would be Westlake versus Avon Lake Monday night, 7:45 at Alaric Cafe.
And guess who'll be there, guys?
Chaos Sports Podcast. And Bass checking out. Snyder checking in for Strongsville.
That's going to do it for
Fortuna checking out.
6'1" center Reagan Bass. That's a night to call it a night for her.
And she's a sophomore.
Fantastic season though for the.
Oh yeah. The 6'1" center.
A 6'1" sophomore.
She can still get taller.
West Strongsville fans, you're gonna find a couple of great seasons and a lot of fun out of that player. She'll be back stronger than ever.
All right. Foul called on Westlake. There's a shot.
Yeah, they're going to call that.
Another foul. All right, so 49-27. Still 3.5 to be played in this game. Stay tuned, fans. After the game, we will get words with head coach Karen Swanson-Hahn, as well as Emma Hall, we do hope, immediately following the game. Three ball by Strongsville. Got it. Snyder again. Is that her third?
Fourth one. That's her fourth three.
Fourth. So Jessica Snyder, the Strongsville player of the game tonight by far and away.
That's a carry. Yeah, she's a... This is why, folks, you got to get out here to watch the high school level athletics. These kids play for the name on the front of their jerseys. But they're leaving everything out on the court. And it doesn't matter what sport.
Three ball again by Strongsville. That could have really made it interesting. A little dicey. Nope.
We cover it all. Basketball, hockey, football, tennis, soccer, baseball. Come out and support these kids. They leave it all out on the court.
Hey, what do we got? 1-33. Thank you. All right. Checking back in now for Strongsville. Out comes Maddie Hombach, and I will definitely get Hombach. I'll give her a round of applause. She worked her butt off. All right, 2:47 to go. If you want to be a sponsor, again, email me, Vince McKee, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. We have prices that fit every size budget for any kind of company. Roofing, flooring. Not flooring. I got a flooring company, sorry. Roofing, windows, plumbing, whatever you got, we will take you on. Again, guys, we want to help your business grow like we want to see our own business grow, and it has.
I'll tell you one thing. It doesn't matter who... this Westlake team puts out on the court. They must practice their passing skills. I mean, every one of these girls can pass the ball around the perimeter and do what they're supposed to do. It gets to the right spot.
Absolutely. And see the energy of these kids getting to play for the first time
yeah.
on Strongsville?
That's what's so fun to watch.
Absolutely. Westlake clearing the bench as well. Here comes number 15, Bridget Strosky. Or Strosky, either way.
Check it for the game for Westlake, number 15, Bridget
Strosky. All right, mercilessly here, 2:17 left, 49-30. Could have been a lot worse. Really a show of respect by Westlake to kind of send in the ball in this fourth quarter. They have not taken a single shot. And now another foul on Strongsville. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Ruben, but has Westlake taken a shot yet this quarter?
I don't think they have. They've been passing the ball, just eating the clock. They haven't scored a point.
They haven't taken a shot.
Haven't taken a shot at all, no.
I didn't think so. Here it is, the first one. It's up, it's no good. Abby Rents went for it. All right, Strongsville, fast break. There's these girls getting to play for the first time. They're pumped. Three ball, no good. Referees... For the first time all night, the referee swallows his whistle. Come on, man.
They swallowed their whistle with 1:57 to go. There were like four fouls on that play, man.
Is the referee? I think the referee's looking at the door as well. All right.
They're really going deep in that bench, Vince.
Yep.
I think they got the lacrosse team to come out here and play a little basketball.
Okay. 1:55 to go.
They're still pressing.
Foul on Strongsville. At this point, we got to pray to God it doesn't become a foul shooting contest there.
They put me in the game. I know it's my last game of the year. I'm getting in that scorebook somehow.
Going hard.
A foul, a rebound, an assist.
Whatever it takes, bud.
Whatever it takes, I'm getting my name in that scorebook.
All right, Westlake battling. Number one. All right, and guys, that is somebody on the JV team here.
Ava Kadris, Alexa's sister.
Must be.
Younger sister.
So one of these teams.
All right. Wesley has
so
it.
We got Maddie's, we got Abby's, and now we got Kadris' sisters all over the place, all over this court.
There it is.
Game one.
Oh! Westlake, Abby Gardner, the freshman with a beautiful move. And you know what, Ruben? Excuse me, I'm dying here. But all joking aside, Abby Gardner, a freshman, getting that experience. Yes, this game's a blowout. Yes, it's becoming hard to watch her then, but that's what you need. You need these freshmen getting their touches in a playoff game.
Yeah, you
got
to get in there, get a feel, get their feet wet. The road's getting a little tougher now.
You never know when there's going to be an injury or an illness or someone doesn't pass a test. And gets, I mean, I hate to say it, but it happens in high school sports. Mm-hmm. So you always got to step up.
You get your opportunities when you can and take advantage of them.
And career scoring records. You get enough points as a freshman, you start on your path.
Especially when you got a very tough Avon Lake team coming in, you may not get an opportunity there. You take advantage of it now.
Yeah. And we want to thank Tony Cipollone, the athletic director here at Westlake, for setting us up courtside. This has been great.
Absolutely, Tony. Thanks for it. This is great stuff here, man.
Tony always very hospitable. Really like Tony a lot. Loose ball. Less than 1 minute remaining in the game, 58.4 seconds. Again, if you like what you hear, let me know on Twitter, Keon Sports. And I am Vince McKee at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. I want your emails. All right, 50 seconds to go. Westlake has it. Little head fake there. Turnover. No. Loose ball scammer. Back to the defense. It's up. It's in. Number 23, Rashida Mustafa. No, I'm sorry. Didi Redinger.
Didi Redinger puts that one in. She gets in the scorebook, Vince.
She does. Dee Strongsville. Three ball. No good. Rebound. 24 seconds. Full court press here by Strongsville. Loose ball. And now I think it's best for everybody if they just slow it down. The turnover! Well, only my words. Here comes the Mustangs. No good. We're going to the line. Oh! Loose ball scamper. Yowzers.
Westlake ball number 23, Gigi Redinger. That's her first team score.
Okie doke. So, so it is the younger sister. It's Eva Kadris, who's not on the varsity roster, but getting her touches tonight. It's up. You can hear a pin drop. And the freshman singing it.
She buried it.
Yep. It's so quiet in here. You can hear an ant pee on cotton. The shot is up. It is.
42.
Okay, 10 seconds to go. And 5 seconds to go.
And that's it.
Woo-wee. Your final score, Westlake 52, Strongsville 32. Stay tuned as we're going to get a word with head coach, Terrence Watson-Hahn. All right, we are here with the head coach and the star of the game, one of many stars. And, coach, I'm just going to ask you a quick question here and let you be on your way. You guys are so deep. I mean, Gina Adams, Carrington, Matalavage, Mulder. You got Hall off the bench here. I mean, it's unbelievable. How easy does that make your job as a coach? But how tough does it make it, too, making sure everybody gets the ball enough and spread around? How do you do it?
It's fantastic having so many offensive weapons. It's been, you know, our strong suit all year. Anybody can step up and have a game. And really, if you look back on our season, every single game it's been somebody different that steps up. I'm really proud of the girls because we've been preaching team basketball all season long. We've been preaching move the ball, pass the ball, drive and kick. And I think it's really starting to show now.
Before I let you talk to the player, can I get one more with her? One more. What makes your press so good? We covered you last week against Berea Mid Park. Unbelievable game changer. Tonight, same thing. How much do you guys work on that press, and why is it so good?
We worked on it a lot. I think the girls enjoy being in it and coming on into it like in attack mode. I think it makes it really effective because of our length. When we get a really solid trap on that first trap, we are so long, it's really hard to kick the ball out of that. I think that's what makes it most effective.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Emma, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what I'm going to say. 17-14 lead you guys had in the first quarter, and I said to myself, this girl must have been watching some Steph Curry video or something. You went out here and went nuts. You hit 4 3-pointers in a row. What's that feeling like when you know you took a team and put them on your back?
It's a good feeling, but I have to give the credit to my teammates for finding me, because when they went into the zone, they found me the ball, and it just worked out like that.
How did I know you were going to say that? Come on, you can let us have it. It was your night, girly. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I have to shout out my teammate, Natalina. We were in the gym shooting in the Augs gym right during school. So
awesome. Congratulations. We'll see you Monday night against Avon Lake.
Yes, see you.
I have to ask you real quick. Hold on. Okay. One more question. What was halftime like? Were you like shaking from the adrenaline?
Yes, but we were all so like staying calm because got to watch for the second half because the team could always come back.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Guys, that's it from here. For Vince McKee, Ruben Rodriguez, have a good night, everybody.